Welcome to another episode of Nerd Twin and Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you're having a great day. When this comes out, I hope that it reaches you well. If you're into multi-fandom content, you know, whether it's movies, TV shows, when they're not on strike anymore, or wrestling, comic books, anything of that nature, this is the place to be. I do usually weekly content. So this week is going to be a fairly short episode, but there's a couple things I wanted to touch on. The biggest of which is the announcement from all of the retailers that apparently they're just going to stop selling Blu-rays and other physical media, almost forcing us to do the streaming services while they're raising their prices, while they're not reaching agreements with the actors now that they have the writers in. This is all kind of what I was speaking to on episodes previously. I said it's probably time we go to physical. And now these big companies have decided to go into cahoots and make it so you can't go to the digital side. And, you know, that's honestly, it's not fair. My question for this is, does that mean that these big companies like, who have streaming services and are not only streaming services, are they just going to stop producing Blu-rays? Are they essentially saying that there is no such thing as a physical release now? You know, and it makes you think there's the same issue with games. Recently, the PS5 Spider-Man game came out with a steelbook that was empty. What's the point of a steelbook if there's nothing to protect, if there's no disc, like, no nothing? Like, you could have put an insert that was, like, fake handwritten in Miles' handwriting, like, hey, I stole your disc, sorry, but here's a cool, I hope this is a good enough memento or something. I mean, you could have done so many things, and they just empty box. And now, you know, Walmart, Target, Best Buy all saying, we're going to stop carrying these digital releases, the physical releases. All I'll say this is Black Friday, I guarantee you're going to get some of the best deals ever on the physical media. It might be time to stock up because this might be the last run, because apparently they're going to stop making them. I don't know if that means stop carrying them. Again, like I said, I don't know. No, none of the big studios have commented yet whether or not they're going to stop making them. So, you know, for all we know, this is just them not wanting to sell them anymore, so you'll have to buy it directly from the companies or places like Amazon that will potentially still have them. It's not even that they're not just going to have them in the store. Apparently, they're not going to have them even online, which makes absolutely no sense to me. But I mean, I don't run these big companies, and you know, it makes it so that you either have to see it in the theaters or have a streaming service to ever watch these content. I think that's a big mistake that they're going to come to regret. And I hope that that somehow moving forward, we can get to a place where it's all about the creation of great content, the creation of entertaining things, whether it's a comic book, a book, a movie, a TV show, a game show, hell, anything that is gives you a respite from the mundane craziness that we are living in these days. I mean, the world is insane right now, and it's entertainment has always been that outlet for so many people that allowed them to, you know, continue on, you know, and it feels like corporate greed is not only preventing that in the short term and the mid and in the mid to long term, but also, you know, just overall. Because I think it was last week or the week before, I was like, man, I'm going to start canceling all my subscriptions and go to physical. Then a couple days later, oh, yeah, by the way, we're not going to sell physical media anymore. I hope that doesn't bother you. I was in Target yesterday, and I literally was looking at their DVDs and Blu-rays, and they don't even have like the stands in the middle anymore. You know, they're literally just sitting in piles on the shelves. And you know, It's like I said, it's like they're forcing our hand and saying, well, guess what? Now you're not gonna be able to get the, you know, these Blu-rays at these stores, so you'll have to, you know, get the streaming services. I see the game that they're playing, and I don't want to play. I'm literally at the point where I want to take every single next exit on every last one of my streaming services because of the way they're doing this. Like they come to the agreement with the writers. That's great. Immediately raise the prices before that and after that, and then still negotiating, quote unquote, negotiating with the actors and raising prices again. And now the big retail establishment is saying, we're not selling the Blu-rays anymore. You know who looks really smart right now? Every last one of those people that were mocked for, oh, you still do physical media? Why? Just have streaming services. And they've got literally walls of Blu-rays. You know who's doing fine right now? All of them. I wish I still had like the extensive collection. When I was in college, I was known as Blockbuster because I literally had a trunk and a legitimate trunk full of DVDs because the Blu-rays weren't really a thing yet. This is the time of Xbox, the original, not Xbox One, the original Xbox. And people just come and just borrow my DVDs because I had so many of them. I think at the time I had like 450. And, you know, now I'm probably about like 150 to 100, maybe in that 150 200 range of Blu-rays. But they're, you know, they're hidden. You know, I've got them in a cabinet over here. You know what I mean? Like it's I don't have them displayed on the wall, but like there are people who were literally like made fun of because they collected physical media, and now here we are. They're removing it from the stores. They're raising all the prices on the streaming services. They're not giving any new content. They're doing all of it. And it's like, you know who doesn't have to worry about losing any content? Those people. They just take it off the wall and put it in the Blu-ray player. Bada bing, bada boom. They're watching a movie. You know what can't be done? They can't remove a Blu-ray from your shelves in your house. They have every right to remove anything they want from the streaming platforms. And also, you know, if you buy something on any of these marketplaces, it doesn't necessarily mean it's yours forever. I remember I bought things on the Xbox 360 on Microsoft. I don't have access to those. I only had that while I was on the Xbox. Hundreds of dollars that I thought, oh, I'll always have this. I'll always be able to just plug in my Xbox and hit play. No. Oh, no. The license has expired. That can't happen with a Blu-ray or a DVD or a VHS. Think about that. And like I said, I think it's ironic that, and this is going to sound freaking tinfoil hat-ish, but I think it's ironic that my last episode or one of my last episodes, I was talking about how I'm making the switch from streaming to physical again, and all the stores were collectively like, nope, nope, we're not gonna allow that. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Like I said, I know for sure that they all weren't listening to me and was like, oh no, Nerdtween's going back to physical. That's it. Call all the retail establishments and tell them to cancel all of their sales. I don't care what they want. Nerdtween is going to change the world. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it seems funny that I was just talking about this a couple weeks ago and all of a sudden it's like here, exactly what I was talking about. You know, I hate to like give in to, you know, consumerism and corporate greed, but I'm gonna tell you what, I'm gonna stock up on Black Friday. I'm gonna tell you what, I'm now regretting that I didn't spend the extra money. Like Amazon had their, you know, their deal day or whatever it was, and they had the Supernatural complete set Blu-ray like 56% off. I was like, oh, I want it. It was still like 150 bucks, but that's like 56% off. You know, I'm looking at it now. I'm like, damn, I should have got that shit. I couldn't justify it though, obviously, but that's neither here nor there. But you know, and then honestly, I've already canceled HBO Max. Now, granted, I do have access to that through the AT&T family plan that I have with my folks. That's, I guess you can discredit me canceling that, but I don't have Netflix anymore. I had access to my folks' Netflix, but I logged out. I have Amazon Prime, yeah, for sure. I have access to their Apple TV, but I literally only watch Ted Lasso. That's fair. I'm canceling Disney Plus after Loki. I'm done, man. Like, you're gonna raise the prices again and again and again and again and again. No. Like I said, I'm on that highway. I'm taking the next exit. If honestly they didn't drop Loki right after Ahsoka, I probably would have already canceled it. And it's sad because I love Disney. I love watching all those old, musicals and all that stuff. I love all that. I'm a huge fan of the Disney product, whether it's the original cartoons or the movies. I'm a Disney guy. I'm a Star Wars guy. I'm a Marvel guy. It's all the stuff that I should want to keep paying for, but I'm sorry, at over $20 a month, I don't need it that bad. I have half of the MCU already on Blu-ray. I just have to go finish the rest of them. I'll have to grab the rest of them. I mean, I'll just go buy the rest of the seasons of Sons of Anarchy and How I Met Your Mother and all the shows that I like. These streaming services are not giving enough value anymore for the price. I mean, yes, there's a lot of value in all of the streaming services, obviously. I mean, they wouldn't still be multi-billion-dollar businesses if they weren't. But what I'm saying is that based off of what they're asking us to pay, they're not giving us enough. And they're going to keep removing stuff. And the longer this strike goes on, the longer we'll have for new content. Sure, they've got the writers in the room, cooking up schemes. They're talking about all these projects they're green lighting. Oh, we're going to do a live action Gargoyles movie. Oh, yeah? With what actors? Because as it sits right now, the actors are still on strike. So what actors? Is it going to be these AI actors that you've been trying to push for? The cost benefit analysis on these streaming platforms is no longer a positive for the consumer. Of course it is for the people running it who are looking at the stocks and everything. Sure. But sorry. And again, I say this so much on my podcast. I know I'm not a big time creator. I know I don't have big time influence. And me saying I'm gonna, cancel my stuff is not gonna change anything. I don't care. It's the principle of the matter. It's I always I tend to say things that a lot of people are thinking just don't say, not in a provocative or edgy, whatever kind of way. Just I see the world differently than most. And I feel like that's, this is a slippery slope that these corporations are taking right now. Let's see if it pays off for them, Cotton. I mean, again, my question is, are the companies like Disney and Sony, all of them just not making Blu-rays anymore and deciding for us that it's digital or nothing? Or is it just them saying we're not going to carry them anymore? If that's the case, then go ahead, lose all that business. Amazon will gladly take it. I mean, and honestly, I wouldn't feel bad at all, doing that, even though I don't agree with everything Amazon does or their policies and things like that. But one of the main reasons why I made the change back from PlayStation, back from Xbox back to PlayStation was because there was no longer a baseball game on the Xbox. I play sports games. You don't have a baseball game, I'm going to the console that does. If you don't want to sell them, then guess what? I will find someone who does. Again, unless all the studios are saying we're not doing it anymore. If that's the case, then you know it's gonna be. You know who's gonna look real smart? Pete Davidson. Dude has all these VHSs still in plastic. Boy, people are gonna. Oh, if they do that and they make it so like there is no more Blu-rays, there are no more DVDs, people are gonna literally go back to get the classics on VHS, and he's gonna be a millionaire. Simple as that. I'm just gonna. I mean, he already is. I'm pretty sure he already is a millionaire, but like from that venture alone is what I'm saying. But yeah, my plan. I'm definitely full blown ahead. I'm going back to physical, man. I'm done with this roller coaster they've put us all on. Through the pandemic, they made record profits, made all of record number of people on the apps, and then yada yada, all that technical financial mumbo jumbo. And I mean, they've pushed me too far. Like I said, I'm once Loki's done, I'm done with Disney Plus, and I feel bad because my whole family uses my Disney Plus account. Well, they're gonna do password freaking sharing bans anyways coming up soon, so I probably just got myself early banned. But whatever, touche. But it's not like they're listening. Sorry, Disney. But yeah, that's my piece on where that is heading. Scary, scary times. I hope that, this is me just going nuts, and the actors will get a great deal, and all this stuff will be changed, and blah 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 blah. And I hope, I want to be positive. I'm just seeing the writing on the wall, going, "Ooh, that does not look good." But yeah, that's all I have for that today. But I have to take a moment. Anyone who's here, thank you so much for, listening to me yap about all this nerd stuff and, entertainment stuff. But I have a couple. I have a plea. I have a request. I'm gonna go ahead and light the beacons of Gondor. Will you come to my aid? I have, as of this recording, 9:29 a.m. on Sunday, October 22nd. I have officially submitted my ash can to Kickstarter for review. Hopefully, over the next few days, I'll be able to update you all on where to find that, so you can, go and get that. I've had some great. I didn't put any stretch goals in for the ash can. It's really limited. I have a, you can get a digital copy. You can get the cover A done by my artist Martin, and if you who he does the interior art and the coloring as well. If you want the physical, which I would want one, as well as a couple other stickers and a bookmark you can also get. But you can also get written into the story or get your name or logo put into the book in future issues. So they, for instance, if you do the, it's a $50 pledge, you'll get the digital of the ashcan anyway, so you'll get still get to read the story. And then in future issues, your name, logo, or business will appear somewhere in the background of one of the issues. Like the examples I always give, if your name's like Warren and Warren F, so you have Warren Fountain, Warren F Street, and on a sign in the background. Or if you have a business logo, it might be spray painted on the wall that they're standing by, or in the a poster on a window. I've had actually I've put these out before very sparingly, and I have a couple people, like one person's gonna have a I talked to them and built a like fake business around their user ID. So like that we so that he'll know, and anyone who knows him will know, but not his name won't be directly in it. You know what I mean? So he doesn't. It's like not his real name, and you can change if you want it to just look like you and not be you. Where I will work with you. I mean, the last person who won a shot at being in the book initially, it was just gonna be a throw off one appearance character, and then after I talked to him, I was like, holy shit, you fit a character I have already yet to write that I know is in the book. But when I that's something you can also do for a little bit more money. That's only five people will be brave enough to go and actually have themselves put in some form or another. But, you know, you can do the logo, you can have that stuff that's also in there, as well as get the actual book itself. The second I get the approval from Kickstarter, I will put it everywhere. So please, please do me a favor and be on the lookout for that. It's called Here Walks Monsters. It's my first original comic book that I've written. Me and Martin have been working on this for a while. I've actually, this comic book is the summation of over a decade's worth of work. I initially wrote part of a zombie novel. I was going to be a novelist. I think it was about 15 to 20 chapters on my computer, on an external hard drive. I backed up some of it. Not enough of it, unfortunately. And then I was living in North Carolina at the time. My house got robbed. So they stole my hard drive and my computer with all of my work on it. The last time I backed up was only about 3 chapters. But I still have all of my roadmaps, about 35 pages on a Word document of every single place that the characters are going to go, stop, and who they're going to interact with and what they're going to find there, down to the exact item. I recently decided, you know what, I've been working on the actual Ashcan comic for the last 2 years, but once this gets pushed out, we're going to get this rolling. Because the Ashcan is the first 10 pages. The first issue will be about 20, 25 pages. So once the Kickstarter launches, I'm going to go full-blown and start writing the rest of issue 1, 2, and 3, and get them to the artist and the letterer and get them things rolling, because I'm going to do it in 3 issues batches, like writing wise. They're going to be released, you know, as they can come out, you know what I mean? Hopefully I can get them into a semi, not need, I don't want to, I'm not going to commit to a month, bi-monthly, you know what I mean, or anything like that, but maybe 4 per quarter, you know, I mean, 4 per year, 1 per quarter, you know what I mean, type thing for now. I mean, who knows, maybe it gets fantastically successful when I launch issue 1, and then some big distributor wants to hop on the bandwagon, and who knows. Listen, I do this podcast, you know, I'm this nerd tween, yeah. I don't often believe my own hype, if that makes any sense. But as of late, what I've been seeing can't be ignored. Once the Kickstarter launches, you'll be able to see a little bit of the art and the story, where it's going. I always say, when you try to do something as ridiculously overdone as, you know, zombies or vampires, you gotta do something special for it to even make even the slightest bit of note of worthy of memory. If this is to be our day, then it'll be one that will go down in history. To be such a day, to be worthy of remembrance. But, you know, I really hope that everyone will help me reach my goal. I did a very modest goal, too. Everything raised will go towards the comic in production in some way, whether it's, you know, paying the writer, you know, paying the letterer or the artist, or cover to get covers made. Something, this all will go directly to issue 1, and then that will go to, you know, issue 1, then issue 2. The goal is to completely fund the first project and do as much over as possible, so the second project does not have to be as much. And then so on and so forth. So you're always ahead of the game. So that's why this Ashcan is really important. I really need everyone to try. Like I said, you can do just a digital for $5. And it'll be the best $5 you'll ever spend, because it'll make me so happy. I like to consider anyone who jumps on this Ashcan
Kickstarter, whether it's digital or whatever, you're my day tubers. And I saw this on someone, I don't know what, it was on TikTok somewhere, the day tubers. Because day one, them dudes, they were with you because of circumstances when you were kids. You've known them for 20, 30 years because you've, you know, had them, you know, around because you grew up near each other. I don't have any day oneers besides family. But y'all day tubers? Y'all the ones who saw it and decided to follow and back me. Decided to do that. You day tours will mean the most to me if and when this gets big. All I got is hopes and dreams. You know, maybe you want to be a part of them. I hope so. And on that note, you know, I also want to state as well, in case you haven't heard, I am working with a social media collectible platform called Junkie. It is a great app that is getting, you know, a lot of hype and a lot of overhaul coming in soon. It's going to be kind of a, you know, almost like a convention year round where there will be not only people trying to sell things, you know, their comics, their ash cans, their this, their that, but it'll be people doing podcasts. There will be cards, comics, figures, pops, you know, all the things you like, NFTs, all the things you like from collecting, as well as a community aspect. It's going to be really awesome. So if you are interested at all in Junkie, do me a favor. Just click the link in my bio. You'll just jump on there. I'm doing a wrestling card break this week for sure, and I'm going to add probably two more shows, as well as I have made already previously. Before I was, you know, actually working with Junkie, I had made Junkie the home of the Nerdsween prediction episodes for all of the wrestling pay-per-views or PLEs. So that's always going to be there the day of. So I'm going to schedule that soon because it's going to be a different time than usual because the Crown Jewel event in 2 weeks is airing at 1 Eastern on Saturday. I usually do my prediction episodes at 3 p.m. Eastern, so I'll have to move that up in accordance to the release of that premium live event. I'm really looking forward to, you know, everyone hopping on this journey with me because I, you know, I've said this to many people in the community and, you know, on here before, but over the last few years, ever since the start of the pandemic, man, I mean, I got the highest of highs, the lowest of lows, and a very humbling experience. And I know now nothing is guaranteed, and everything is going to come with hard work and persistence. And if you got a dream, you got to follow it. You can't give up on reality at the same time, but if you got a dream, what the hell is stopping you? Go for it. Don't just give up everything you've built up to this point to just chase a dream wildly. I mean, you can do what you want, as Ted Lasso would say, but I wouldn't recommend that. I mean, I have a full-time job. I do a podcast. I do. We'll be adding two or three more podcasts on Junkie coming up soon. Me and John from NK's Comics are going to host a podcast that brings on creators, whether it's a comic book creator, movies, actors, cosplayers, makeup artists, you know, anything that, you know, that you create something. And we'll talk about how you created that, and get you a little bit of attention. Where the working title is The Forge, but we probably have to look at, the copyright possibilities with that one. So that's the idea we're going with, that whatever what we're bringing you on to talk about is how you created, you put the hammer to the anvil and how you created your craft, as well as another podcast coming up with Year of the Collector from TikTok and Instagram and all these other great places. A lot of great things in the future. So please, if you are remotely interested in any of the content or anything I spoke about in this episode, please give me a follow, whether that be on Spotify or iHeartRadio or Amazon Podcast or YouTube or TikTok or Instagram, wherever you find it. Please like, share, and check the links, because there's always more. Check me out on Junkie. Check me out, hopefully, very soon on Kickstarter. Again, just make sure you follow, because second it's approved, I'm going to tell everybody. But until next time, this is Nerdtween, signing off.